spin the rack. Got you, baby, anything I got, you can have it. Baby, I'll do magic.
I'll do all I can to keep you satisfied. So just in case I don't make it home tonight, baby.
Just in case I don't make it home tonight.
Show as your man, I've held your hand, never letting go. Let you hold the keys to the Lexus. We drive, gave you all you need and want as long as I'm alive.
Even from the heavens up above,
I'll shine all over.
Too much is never enough. Ooh, you're all I want.
Even when I'm gone, love will carry on. Just that strong, so just in case. Yeah, yeah.
I'll make it home tonight.
I'll make it home, baby.
Love to me for the last time.
Baby. Oh,
wanna check if you're holding like the last. Cause baby, all
about the house, just in case. Just in case.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Did you miss your boy? Did you miss your boy? Because I missed your boy. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? What's going on, everybody? And welcome back. You feel me? To another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite music podcast on the streets. The R&B and Chill podcast is back for another one. We are here. I'm your host, Ty the Pie Guy, in the building. You know, we here. What's happening? Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a great week. You feel what I'm saying? I want to, first of all, say thank you guys for letting us have a little bit of a refresher this week, you feel what I'm saying, just to, you know, breathe a little bit and everything. But we appreciate y'all. We thank y'all for always continuing to listen to us wherever you listen to us from. That may be Apple, Amazon, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to us from, Spotify. We appreciate you. We thank you so much. Actually, I don't even think we're available on Spotify anymore. Real talk. So no, we can't say Spotify. So listen to us. So that's why it's important. It's super important that if you can't listen to us on Spotify, that you go over to our website at epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com. E-P-I-C-E-C-H-O-P-R-O.com.
You feel what I'm saying? That's where we at. Make sure you tap in. That's where you can listen to this podcast. Android or iPhone. Heck, you can act, you have an Obama phone. We there. We got you. You feel me? Obama phone, iPhone, Android, don't matter. We got you. We there. Just type in our website. We'll have it down in the description. You feel what I'm saying? So you can go right there and check us out and our other shows on Epic Echo, on our Epic Echo Productions Network as well. We appreciate y'all and thank y'all so much. Listen, as we said last week, we were going to do a Jaheim themed inspired episode this week. I'm kind of in the business right now. If you've noticed, I'm in the season of kind of just, how can I say it? I'm in the season of just like celebration, right? In the season of celebrating good music. And I was watching the Joe Budden podcast earlier, and of course they talk about all the new music and everything, and Joe and Parks were talking about how sometimes, like, it's so good to go back to the old school. You feel me? Because the music industry is so trash right now. No disrespect to any of the artists out there. I'm not saying you're trash. I'm saying the industry that you're a part of is trash. You feel what I'm saying?
Trash!
Like, that's what I'm saying. Not you as artists, but the industry that you're a part of is trash, and you know it too, right? The music caliber and what the music industry has been pushing has not been what I think we as music lovers, musicians who love music, right? It's getting more and more to where we have to really look for it, right? For me, I just can't go on Apple Music or Spotify. Like, I have to go sift and search, right? I have people, thank God, who send me things. You feel what I'm saying? Like, check out this song, check out this new music, check out this, check out that, da 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 da. But I've always been the person to kind of go sift through music, right? As I told y'all before, I was always the person when I was younger who would look on Billboard charts or look on different independent charts, right, and see what's popping in music. You feel what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to do that now because the music industry, of course, we've talked about this, is oversaturated. And so the music industry just pushing kind of what they want to push, gives the actual music tour, right? The person who loves actual listening to music, whatever genre that is, it's kind of harder. It's harder for us to kind of gravitate to that type of music and sift. We have to really sift through a lot of music. You feel me? So I'm just in a space, in a celebration space, where I'm celebrating the old school. You feel what I'm saying? Not even old school for me, just music that I have grown up with that's timeless to me. And in a sense, Jaheim has some of those records. I grew up listening to Jaheim for real. My mom was a big Jaheim fan. Went to a couple of his concerts when I was younger. You feel what I'm saying? Always bought his albums, right? And he was always killing it. Now, and I love you, Jaheim, right? Definitely want you on the podcast. But, right, you know what I'm saying? And no, we ain't talking Moran. We talking my guy, Jaheim. You feel me? You know, sometimes as the person who loves the artist, you know, sometimes you just got to tell some people to just sit down for a moment. Let your vocal cords heal up. Let you heal up, right? Yeah, Jaheim ain't hitting those notes like he used to, but that's okay. That's okay. You know what I'm saying? He's still getting braids, still touring, doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? He's just not hitting them notes like he used to, but who expects you to hit those? Well, who expects you to hit those notes at the age that you're at, right? Now, I don't know his personal life. I don't know what he did or anything. But, again, his music to me, a couple songs for real, are just timeless. And just in case, if you don't know, in the black community, Just in Case is definitely a banger. It is a, how can I say it? It is one of the top hustle songs in a black cookout. If you play this at a black cookout, 90% of the black people there are going to know the hustle. They're going to know instantly to get your ass on the dance floor and start hustling. Like, Just In Case was one of the first songs that I learned to hustle to. Right? And I started, like, doing hustles early. Now, I don't know all the new ones and everything like that, but I know the old school ones that my, you know, my mama and my grandma and my uncles taught me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah. But I do know some of the new ones, but not the new ones, right? And, but Just In Case was one of those ones where I really, you know, started to, ooh, this is my, you know what I'm saying? Because he has that bop, right? And Jaheim has always had those songs that just, it's love songs. It's like, let me get back with you, girl, love me. I love you. You feel what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So let's get right into some of Jaheim's catalog. Like I said, we just got into Just In Case. So let's get into one of his bigger hits with Keisha Cole. Shout out to Keisha Cole. You feel what I'm saying? Let's get into I've Changed featuring Keisha Cole by Jaheim right here on the R&B and Chill podcast. Y'all ready? Let's get it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not falling out like I used to.
Oh, no.
I don't do the things I used to.
Sofa, cuddle up, satellite, sir. Oh, baby, whatever, let me accommodate you. Is there anything you like for me to change?
I can cut my
plaids,
but I can't cover up my tats.
Oh, no.
I need some things that I can't take back.
But, baby, it's true, I will change it all for you.
Believe
you gotta believe me, baby.
I'm yours forever.
Oh, oh,
completely,
oh, oh. Completely oh, in love.
I'm now the whatever.
Baby, because the old me was lonely, searching for my one and only. So happy that I found you.
Saw the potential, and you made it so simple to be in love.
Come on, come on. I've changed for you. As you came on. You feel me? Like, I can pinpoint when that actually came on. It was, I was in the car. And I was a radio nut, in the car. You feel what I'm saying? Like, people would get mad at me because I would memorize songs off the radio. Like, I'm good at, really good at listening and then hearing the words, especially if I love the song, right? Like, this is one of the songs I was like, okay, I'm gonna bop to this. And then every time I heard it on the radio, because, you know, the radio play is definitely a thing, right? So the more spins you get, the more ears are listening to you, you feel me? So the more spins they playing on the radio, the more I'm hearing the song, the more the actual words, the melody, the beats, everything is in my head. And I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? So I can get a song memorized with them maybe, oh my God, 3 to 5 days? Business days too. You know what I'm saying? I can get a song memorized between 3 to 5 business days, depending on the likeness of it, right? So when I listened to this song, immediately I was like, oh yeah. And people would get mad at me in school because I'm singing a song and they like, bro, how you know the lyrics already? The song ain't even been out, bro. And I was like, listen, it's just a superpower. You feel what I'm saying? It's just a superpower. I can do it. And I can still do it too. You feel me? And I do believe that's really a gift. But shout out to Jaheim and Chiquisha Cole. That was definitely a culture classic. You feel what I'm saying? Let's play this one, because this is one of my favorite Jaheim songs right here. Because here's the thing. Jaheim never to me, when I heard Jaheim never disrespected women in his music. Right. And that was one of the true reasons why I really loved him as a musician, and right, like, saw him like cool as a dude. You understand what I'm saying? Because you never sat here called a woman a bitch, hoe, slut, nothing of that in your music. Right. Like, you always loving on her. You feel what I'm saying? Putting her first, like trying to get her back. Some type of R&B stuff. Right. Not, you know, just trying to get in her pants and leave her. You feel what I'm saying? Like, really cater. And you know what I'm saying? Like, Jaheim had that making love, making bait. Well, not making love type music, but like slow dance. We go back to the room. You know what I'm saying? We probably made a baby off this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's his type of music, right? It's real relationship based music. And so this one is probably definitely one of my favorites from Jaheim. So let's put, let's start to play Put That Woman First by Jaheim right here on the R&B and Chill Podcast. Y'all ready? Let's go.
On my truck, man.
I could remember.
And if it came in a sack, no stems, no seeds in a bag, man.
I could remember.
And if it dripped from my wrist and it looked like it shined like blue, then
I could remember.
But oh, yeah, I forgot to be a lover. If it wasn't for the 9 to 5 doubled up overtime, then
I could remember.
For the Sunday All-Star Weekend game, girl,
I could remember.
And if it wasn't for the dough, 50 Jesus show, girl, you know that
I could remember.
But silly me, oh, tell me, how could I ever forget to be your lover?
I realized that you need love to spend my life making up to you. Oh, oh, I forgot to be your lover.
She starts bringing up older, and the fights keep getting worse.
Oh, bro.
Finding numbers in her purse, better put that woman first.
Yeah.
And you know she ain't wearing her ring.
Oh, no.
And she starts playing little games, come in and live from her. You better put that woman first.
If it wasn't for the makeup on my shirt, still out there chasing skirts, then
I could remember.
If it wasn't for that fight last night, you smashing on my headlights, then
I could remember.
If it wasn't for parole, steady ducking my PO, girl, you know
I could remember.
But silly me, babe, tell Tell me, how could I ever forget to be your lover?
Now I realize that you need love too. Spend my life making up to you.
Oh, oh, I forgot to be your lover.
When she starts bringing up old,
bringing up old
and
shit,
and the fights keep getting worse.
I'm telling your brother, and you better put your woman away. Like it wasn't really nothing.
So many ways.
Kept to myself, always running.
So many games.
All that ass
changed. So many words.
I need you to stay.
Always came first.
Even though sometimes felt like second.
Ooh,
I know you know I had to learn a lesson.
Spend some time.
Put in some work.
If for better or worse.
Always put that moment
first. Bring it up. Older. She ain't wearing her ring, and she starts playing little games. Coming in late from work, you better put that woman first.
Woo! Listen, I'm sorry, this is Mr. 19 time members. This is Roy. Listen. It's funny because I would tell my friends, you know, who was doing their dirt. You know what I'm saying? We ain't listening at that time, though. But it was the days I'm like, bro, why you, bro, right? Like, I was, you know, naive. But I'm just sitting there like, yo, put your, like, bro. And this song, again, still resonates to this day. It's a timeless classic. Why? Because it still resonates to this day. Did you hear what he's saying? Huh? You're busting my windows. You're busting my windshields. Obviously, I should never. Huh? Put your woman first, bro. Right? And a lot of us need to do that. A lot of us need to, you know, just get out of our own way. Right? Stop doing the dumb shit that we doing and start putting our woman first, because here's the thing. He says this because he knows that the male ego is very fragile. We never want to admit it. We never like it. We are definitely more emotional creatures than women. We just don't show it. That is a fact. Because when we sit here at any given moment, a man can sit here, have a million women at his arm. He's the man. But when that one, and everybody got that, when that one sit here and step out and not even do what you doing, but even just step. That the glass ego that is that male's ego starts to crush. It starts to crumble, starts to perish. So if you don't want that, put your woman first. Jaheim said it, not me. Let's get into more of Jaheim's catalog real quick. I got a couple more to play for y'all. One of my favorites again is another one off of his album during like 2002. Let's play Anything featuring Next right here on R&B and Chill podcast by Jaheim. Y'all ready? Let's get it.
Yeah. couldn't get you anything is ridiculous. But anything you ask, it's anywhere in my grasp. It's yours. No, I don't got fancy cars or diamond rings. Lord knows I will if I make it with this singing thing. Hold on, have faith in me. Cause anything I have is yours, babe.
You can have it, babe.
Anything I got.
All of me right on the spot. Da 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 da.
You can have it. With a mansion down in Texas, it's more like a parking lot. Sailor is prepaid, but baby, it's all okay. I can't do all the things I wanna do, but I can love you, and I can stay true. I'll give you my last dime, spend all my time. Yours, whatever is mine, anything you want.
Come on now. Now, that was definitely. Now, you can't tell me. Now, I know my brothers. Shout out to my brothers. I know my brothers. My brothers was definitely, who are definitely about 5-6 years older than me, were definitely in the gyms. You know what I'm saying? Hunching. You know what I'm saying? Groundwork into this song. You feel what I'm saying? And this was off the Ghetto Love album. So, yeah, he definitely... a lot of y'all was made to this song right here. You feel me? If you my age or younger listening to this right now, listen to this broadcast, you definitely was born to this. Huh? I'm not even gonna hold you. Ask your parents. You feel what I'm saying? Listen, Jaheim had the music for the culture, for real. You feel what I'm saying? And I think that's why he can still sell out shows in different places, different spaces and everything like that, because he still has that music, he still has that sound, he still has that fervor and that fan base, right? And like I said, he may not look the same, he may not sound the same, but I think his music has a timelessness to it, to a fan base that loves him. So shout out to Jaheim, shout out to everything that he continues to do, and like I said, man, the man has timeless music. You feel what I'm saying? Check it out if you have not. All right, y'all, we about to get out of here. Be sure to tap in next week. We'll be back for another one next week. Like, comment, subscribe to the podcast. I know you can't like, comment, subscribe to podcasts, but I'm such in a YouTube space that I need to not say that sometimes on here. But do subscribe to the podcast wherever you do listen to our podcast. And be sure, if you cannot listen to us on Spotify, if you do listen to most of your podcasts on Spotify, and if you do listen to this podcast via Spotify and this episode is not up there, be sure to come on over to our website. We have a home for you, epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com. I will leave the link down below for you to check it out. This show and others on our network, where you can just listen. You don't need, you know, an Android. You can have an Android or Obama phone, iPhone, whatever phone, Nokia, don't matter. Just type in our website. You can listen right there. All right. I love y'all. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. We're going to leave you off with one of my favorites again from Mr. Heem himself, the Mr. Jaheim himself. I'm going to leave y'all off with Finding My Way Back by the one and only Jaheim right here on the R&B and Chill podcast. I love y'all. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. Have a great week. See y'all next week.
Psyched out, called a love, we wrote it, then I wiped out. Two ships just passing in the night now. Offshore, looking for a lighthouse. Green pill, you said that it was painless. Down and out, drowning in a sea of my anguish. Funny, you always said hope floats, comprehend it, but I can't cope. So I gotta find my way back, way back to you, baby. Tryna find my way back, way back to you, baby. Gotta find my way back, way back to you, to us, to love. Love, love. Man down, my heart's in your hands now. Hit your love and never next in the sand now. No clue, no clue, no map, no, no. Damn, so I'm digging till I end up in Japan now. Green pill, you said that it was painless. Down and out, drowning in the sea of my anguish. Funny, it's funny, you always said hope floats, comprehend it, but I can't go. So I gotta find my way back, way, way back to you. Baby, tryna find my way back, way back to you, baby. Gotta find my way back, way back to you, to us, to love. Current and it carried both of us away. We were so much better when we were together, baby. And I just can't.